And away we go with On the Air on this Getaway Friday, July the 24th, 2020, 7/24/2020. Scott Spears along with you today. 15 minutes past the hour. Now, here's what we're going to do. I said we were going to do Family Feud today, and we are. But hopefully this hour, we're going to do something and finish up something that we started a few weeks ago. And it's kind of interesting because of our last caller. It gave me the idea to do this. We had, I think, 3 pages here of 4th of July trivia. And essentially, 4th of July trivia is just American history. And I think that by and large, we should all know this stuff because we live here and why not? So this hour, this 10 o'clock hour, let's try to get some of this 4th of July American history answered. So we'll get into the trivia questions we did not get answered last time we did this. And see if we can get some new ones answered here this morning. The toll-free line is up and running, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All right, here are the questions we did not get answered last time. In what year was the Declaration of Independence adopted? In what year was the Declaration of Independence adopted? All right. In what year did Congress first declare July 4th to be an unpaid federal holiday? In what year did the 4th of July become a paid federal holiday? What other questions do we have here? Why was Independence Day celebrated on the 5th of July in 1779? Why was Independence Day celebrated on the 5th of July in 1779? Who played the role of Ron Kovic in the 1989 movie Born on the 4th of July? And I'll throw a new one out here. Who is the only U.S. president to have been born on the 4th of July? Those are the questions. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. Here are the questions. American history questions, to be sure. Who is the only U.S. president to be born on the 4th of July? Who played the role of Ron Kovic in the 1989 movie Born on the 4th of July? Why was Independence Day celebrated on the 5th of July in 1779? What year did Independence Day become a paid federal holiday? We've had that one for a long time. What year did Independence Day become a paid federal holiday? What year did Congress first declare the 4th of July to be an unpaid federal holiday? We've had that one for a while, too. And the question we've had for the longest time, which is interesting, we don't know the answer to this. In what year was the Declaration of Independence adopted? In what year was the Declaration of Independence adopted? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. American History Trivia here this morning. American History Trivia. Does anybody know the answers to any of those? Does anybody want to even venture a guess? 740-383-9944, 19 and a half minutes past the hour. Now, some of these, you just have to give me the year. What year was the Declaration of Independence adopted? What year did Congress first declare the 4th of July to be an unpaid federal holiday? What year did the 4th of July become a paid federal holiday? All right, let's see if we have a right answer coming down the path here. Go ahead, caller.
Was that Kovic? Was that Tom Cruise?
Yep. Ron Kovic in the 1989 movie Born on the 4th of July was Tom Cruise. You have got it right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Phone lines are open. Yes, the actor who portrayed Ron Kovic in the 1989 movie Born on the 4th of July was Tom Cruise. All right, other questions here. And again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Who is the only U.S. president to be born on the 4th of July? The only U.S. president to be born on the 4th of July. Why was Independence Day celebrated on the 5th of July in 1779? Does anybody know that? What year did Independence Day become a paid federal holiday? Just have to have the year. What year did Congress first declare the 4th of July to be an unpaid federal holiday? Just need the year there as well. What year was the Declaration of Independence adopted? All we need is the year. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody know the answers here? I'll give you another new question here. What do the 13 stripes on the flag of the United States represent? Does anybody know that? What do the 13 stripes on the flag of the United States represent? 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. The questions are, what do the 13 stripes on the flag of the United States represent? Who is the only U.S. president to have been born on the 4th of July? Why was Independence Day celebrated on the 5th of July in 1779? What year did the 4th of July become a paid federal holiday? What year did Congress declare the 4th of July an unpaid federal holiday? Go ahead, caller.
They represent the colonies.
Let's see here. Yes, the 13 colonies who signed the Declaration of Independence. That is right. You have it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes, the question was, what do the stripes on the flag of the United States represent? They represent the 13 colonies who signed the Declaration of Independence. All right, we've got that one out of the way. Remember, telephone lines are open here, 740-383-9944. Who is the only U.S. president to have been born on the 4th of July? Why was Independence Day celebrated on the 5th of July in 1779? What year did the 4th of July become a paid federal holiday? What year did Congress declare the 4th of July to be an unpaid federal holiday? In what year was the Declaration of Independence signed? Those are the questions. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 24 minutes past the hour. Maybe we'll get another question in here. Okay. How about this? This is an interesting one. Maybe we'll knock these all out today. In which city was the Declaration of Independence signed? Does anybody know the city? Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to take a shot at that president there.
Go ahead.
FDR, Franklin Roosevelt.
Not Franklin Roosevelt, but that's a good guess.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye. The question is, who is the only U.S. president to have been born on the 4th of July? The only U.S. president to have been born on the 4th of July. Does anybody know who that was? In which city was the Declaration of Independence signed? 740-383-9944. Why was Independence Day celebrated on the 5th of July in 1779? Do we know that? Go ahead, caller.
Philadelphia?
Philadelphia, that's right. The Declaration of Independence was celebrated in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. You have got it.
Right.
Thank you. All right, we've got the answer to that one. Okay, let's add a new question here. What's going to be our next new question? Okay. Oh, this is interesting. What were the Dunlap broadsides? That's an interesting. I never heard that before. That's interesting. What were the Dunlap broadsides? Does anybody know what those were? Who is the only U.S. president to have been born on the 4th of July? Does anybody know that? Why was Independence Day celebrated on the 5th of July in 1779? What year was the 4th of July made a paid federal holiday? All you got to do is give me the year. What year did Congress first declare the 4th of July to be an unpaid federal holiday? All you got to do is give me the year. In which year was the Declaration of Independence adopted? And all you got to do is give me the year there as well. All these year questions have been around for a long, long time. 740-383-9944, 26 and a half minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944, the questions are on the table. What year was the Declaration of Independence signed? What year did Congress first declare the 4th to be an unpaid federal holiday? Does anybody know that? What year did it become a paid federal holiday? The 4th of July. Just need the year. Why was Independence Day celebrated on the 5th of July in 1779? Just kind of a practical reason. Who is the only U.S. president to have been born on the 4th of July? Only have 45 choices there. Who is the only U.S. president to have been born on the 4th of July? And our other question, what were the Dunlap broadsides? Does anybody know what that is? What were the Dunlap broadsides? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a call and we will get you on the air. 28 minutes past the hour. A lot of American history here. And once we get through this, we'll get back to our Family Feud. We've only got, let's see here. We've really only got one more new question to add. So if we get all these questions answered and the other new question we've got to add, we will get to the Family Feud this morning. But we still need to know, what were the Dunlap broadsides? Does anybody know what those were? Who is the only U.S. president to be born on the 4th of July? Why was Independence Day celebrated on the 5th of July in 1779? What year did the 4th of July become a paid federal holiday? What year did Congress first declare the 4th of July to be an unpaid federal holiday? And in which year was the Declaration of Independence signed? Give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. 4th of July American history questions here. I can't believe we don't have that first one yet. In what year was the Declaration of Independence adopted? Does anybody know the year? All you got to do is give me the year here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I would love to hear from you. Very interesting, I think. Very interesting stuff. Do we know our American history? We're coming up on a break here in about 10 seconds. We will be back momentarily here on WWGH Radio with American History Trivia. 740-383-9944. Be back.
Scott, did you know the Halley's Comet used to fly over Marion every night?
No, Charlie, I didn't know that. How's that possible?
Well, it wasn't really Halley's Comet. It was Martha Dowse's fire baton coming from Girard Avenue.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Scott Spears back with you here on Friday, July the 24th, 2020. We're looking for questions. We had a call come in as we were going to break there. Give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All right, here's what we've got. In what year was the Declaration of Independence adopted? Just need the year. That's all I need. What year did Congress first declare the 4th of July to be an unpaid federal holiday? Just need the year there as well. What year did the 4th of July become a paid federal holiday? All I need is the year there. Why was Independence Day celebrated on the 5th of July in 1779? Does anybody know that? Go ahead, caller.
Hey, was that 1776?
1776. Let me take a look here. It absolutely was. The Declaration of Independence was adopted in 1776. You have it right.
All right. Thank you,
thank
sir.
You. Bye-bye. All right. We finally got that old question answered from many eons ago. The Declaration of Independence was adopted in 1776. No trick question there. All right, here's our other two questions that involve years. We'd love to get these answered. 740-383-9944. What year did Congress first declare the 4th of July to be an unpaid federal holiday? Does anybody know that? We would love to hear the answer to that question. Go ahead, caller.
Was John Adams the president born on the 4th?
He was not, but that's a good guess.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. John Adams was not the president born on the 4th of July. The question there is, let me get to that question again. Who is the only president to be born on the 4th of July? American history trivia here this morning. What a thing we've got going. And when we get done with this, we'll get back into the family feud. All right. The question's on the table. What were the Dunlap broadsides? I want somebody to get that. That's fascinating. I've never heard that. But what were the Dunlap broadsides? Does anybody know what those were? Who is the only U.S. president to have been born on the 4th of July? We don't know that one yet. Why was Independence Day celebrated on the 5th of July in 1779? Kind of a practical reason. Does anybody know? What year did the 4th of July become a paid federal holiday? These are the questions that have been around for the longest time. Just need the year. What year did the 4th of July become a paid federal holiday? Does anybody know? What year did Congress make the 4th an unpaid federal holiday? Go ahead, caller.
Were the Dunlap broadsides guns?
Not guns, but that's a good guess.
Okay.
The Dunlap broadsides were not guns. Does anybody know what were the Dunlap broadsides? Kind of an interesting question there. Go ahead, caller.
Seems to me it might be that it was on a Sunday.
Oh, the 1779?
Yeah, where they Or they had to do it a different day instead of the 4th.
Why was Independence Day celebrated on the 5th of July in 1779? Right. It's because the 4th was on a Sunday. You know, they were very particular about that back then.
Oh, yeah, politically correct.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
All right, well, we've got that one knocked out. Why was Independence Day celebrated on the 5th of July in 1779? It's because the 4th of July was on a Sunday. That was the practical reason. And they were very serious about their Sundays back in 1779. All right, we've only got a few of these left. Here's what we've got left, and I'm going to add the last new question. And once we get these answered, then we'll move on to the Family Feud. What year did Congress first declare the 4th of July to be an unpaid federal holiday? Remember, we just need the year. In what year did Congress declare the 4th of July to be an unpaid federal holiday? What year did the 4th of July become a paid federal holiday? All we need is the year. What year did the 4th of July become a paid federal holiday? Who is the only U.S. president to have been born on the 4th of July? The only U.S. president to have been born on the 4th of July. What were the Dunlap broadsides? Interesting question. What were the Dunlap broadsides? Does anybody know what those were? And here's the final question, the final new question, 4th of July Independence Day trivia. Which statesman is remembered for his large, stylish signature on the Declaration of Independence? Does anybody know that? Which statesman is remembered for his large, stylish signature on the Declaration of Independence? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Okay, those are all the 4th of July trivia questions we have. So if you get these right, we will move on to the Family Feud. But the questions now are, which statesman is remembered for his large, stylish signature on the Declaration of Independence? What were the Dunlap broadsides? Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, would that be John Adams?
Not John Adams, no.
Whoa, okay.
No, thank you, though.
Bye-bye.
Not John Adams. Which statesman is remembered for his large, stylish signature on the Declaration of Independence? All right, here comes another call. Let's see. Go ahead, caller.
How about Calvin Coolidge?
Calvin Coolidge was the only president born on the 4th of July. Isn't that interesting?
That is interesting.
Yeah, I did not know. And he's also famous. You know what else he's famous for?
Well, you better tell me.
Liking Moxie Soda.
Okay.
He's the big Moxie Soda guy.
Okay.
Thank you.
Did not know that.
Oh, yeah. So, now, we all learned together here this morning. Thanks. Yes, Calvin Coolidge was the only president born on the 4th of July. All right, well, we've got that knocked out. Now we're knocking them out. We're making some progress now. Let's go ahead here. Go ahead, caller.
John Hancock.
John Hancock, you have that right. John Hancock was the statesman remembered for his large, stylish signature.
Yep.
If you would say that today, though, large, stylish signature, there'd be exposés on John Hancock all over the place. You could not get around it.
Nope.
Thank you.
Sure. Bye.
All right. Now we're getting down to the nitty-gritty with these questions. Only a few left, and then we'll move on to Family Feud here. All right. Here are the questions that are left. What were the Dunlap broadsides? That's one of our questions left. What were the Dunlap broadsides? And then these two questions, which have been around forever. What year was the 4th of July declared a national holiday? Paid federal holiday. Does anybody know that? All I need is the year. What year did the 4th of July become a paid federal holiday? Now, the other year question, in what year did Congress first declare the 4th to be an unpaid federal holiday? And that's just a year question as well. So that's it. We've got those four left. Or is that four, or down to three? We might be down to three here. Yeah, we're down to three, not four. So once we get those three questions answered, we will move on to our next topic, which will be Family Feud. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, that Dunlap, whatever you want to call her there, would that be the women of the presidents?
It's I don't know what they called the women of the presidents, but quite a few of them had them. There's no doubt about that, but that's not the Dunlap broadsides.
Okay, I figured it might have been some tires or something.
Oh, my goodness. Well, thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye. All right, well, we're down to three questions here, and once we get these three answered, we will move on to the next subject. What were the Dunlap broadsides? That's all we need to know here. What were the Dunlap broadsides? And then our two questions dealing with years. That's what we need to know. In what year did the 4th of July become a paid federal holiday? What year did the 4th of July become a paid federal holiday? And the other year question, what year did Congress first declare the 4th to be an unpaid federal holiday? So those are the questions. 41 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If we get those three questions answered, we will move on to the Family Feud. But we've got to get those four questions answered, our three questions answered first. What year, all we need is the year, what year did Congress first declare the 4th of July to be an unpaid federal holiday? The other question, what year did the 4th of July become a paid federal holiday? And then the last question, what were the Dunlap broadsides? Does anybody know what the Dunlap broadsides are? I'll be really impressed now if we get these answered at this particular point. Oh, let's see here. Oh, that, if that was you, caller, call back in. Give us a call back. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If that was you, give us a buzz back. Remember, if the phone line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. But the three questions left. What were the Dunlap broadsides? What year did the 4th of July become a paid federal holiday? And what year did Congress first declare the 4th an unpaid federal holiday? Those are the three questions left that we need answers for, and then we'll move on to the Family Feud. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Will we get them answered? 43 minutes past the hour here on this Getaway Friday. Are we going to know? Those year questions might be kind of difficult, but you might be able to Google them. I don't know if you could Google them or not. What year did Congress first declare the 4th to be an unpaid federal holiday? What year did the 4th of July become a paid federal holiday? All right, let's see if this is the question or answer. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, would the broadside be an arrow?
Not an arrow, but that's a good guess, too.
All right.
Thank you. Yeah, the one question that doesn't have to do with years here, what were the Dunlap broadsides? We still have that one. What were the Dunlap broadsides? That's still out there. What year did the 4th of July become a paid federal holiday? Still don't have that one. And what year did Congress first declare the 4th of July to be an unpaid federal holiday? Two questions having to do with years, 44 minutes past the hour. So we've got, what year did Congress first declare the 4th to be an unpaid federal holiday? What year did the 4th of July become a paid federal holiday? And what were the Dunlap broadsides? Those are the questions. Go ahead, caller.
Would the Dunlap broadside be the shoes?
Not the shoes, but that's a good guess, too. Good guess. Thank you. The Dunlap broadsides are not their shoes. What were the Dunlap broadsides?
What year did the 4th become a paid federal holiday? What year was the 4th first made an unpaid holiday? We're coming back in 1 minute. Don't go anywhere. Ted, did you know Marion, Ohio is the popcorn capital of the world?
No, Scott, I didn't know that. Could you get me some?
I don't have any at the moment.
Some capital. Does anyone have a Chicken Places number?
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Scott Spears back with you here on this Getaway Friday, July 24th, 2020, 46 minutes past the hour. We are still on American History Trivia, and if we get this answered, we will go on to the Family Feud, but we don't have all the questions answered as of yet. We have two questions left involving years here. What year did Congress first declare the 4th of July to be a paid federal holiday, and what year did Congress first declare the 4th of July to be an unpaid federal holiday? Just give me the year, and we will mark those questions off. And we also have the last question, which is, we've had a lot of good guesses on this one. What were the Dunlap broadsides? We still don't have that one. What were the Dunlap broadsides? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Hit me with those answers, and we will move on to the Family Feud to be sure. 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. What were the Dunlap broadsides? Wow. Is anybody going to get that? And I'll tell you what, on these year questions, if you come within 10 years, I'll give you the answer. So all you got to do is come within 10 years. Guess a year here. What year did Congress make the 4th of July a paid federal holiday? And also the other one, what year did Congress first declare the 4th of July to be an unpaid federal holiday? And if you come within 10 years, one way or the other, of either one of those questions, I'll give it to you. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, on them Dunlap broadsides, would that be the wigs that they used to wear?
Not the wigs, but that's a good guess, too.
All righty.
Thank you. Bye-bye. 48 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. 10 years, one way or another, on these two questions having to do with years that we have had here forever now. What year did Congress first declare the 4th of July to be an unpaid federal holiday? And then what year did they change that and make the 4th of July a paid federal holiday? If you come within 10 years, one way or the other, all you got to do is guess a year. I'll give it to you. 740-383-9944. And then our third question, which is still out there, what were the Dunlap broadsides? Does anybody know that? What were the Dunlap broadsides? Three questions left, and then we'll move on to the Family Feud. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 49 minutes past the hour. Give me a buzz. It's interesting. Then we'll move on to the Family Feud here. We have an interesting Family Feud question coming up as it concerns the chain shortage, to be honest with you. Weird, some of the questions we get here, how they time out with what's going on in the world. Approaching 50 minutes past the hour, only 10 minutes left in this hour. Now, I'll be with you through 1 o'clock this afternoon, but We've got three questions here when it comes to American trivia. Does anybody know the answers? What were the Dunlap broadsides? Does anybody know? What year did the 4th of July become a paid federal holiday? And you can come within 10 years one way or the other on that one. And what year did Congress first declare the 4th of July to be an unpaid federal holiday? And we can go 10 years one way or another on that question as well. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And if we get through these, we'll go on to the Family Feud. We are now under 10 minutes. Under 10 minutes. Are we going to get these three questions answered? Hard to believe we're getting hung up on three little questions here, and we're about at 9 minutes now as the clock keeps ticking here on this Friday morning. What year did Congress declare the 4th of July to be an unpaid federal holiday? What year was the 4th of July made to be a federal holiday? What were the Dunlap broadsides? Go ahead, caller.
I'd say 1969 on the paid holiday there.
On the paid holiday? You know, 1969, and in the 10-year range, that's not too far off, so you're not too far off on that.
Oh, okay.
Okay, thank you. Not 1969, but if we're playing the 10-year range on that, it's not too far off. The question is, what year did the 4th of July become a paid federal holiday? Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, the broadsides were the first published copies of the Declaration of Independence.
Right, the first, well, you know, say that again?
The broadsides are the first published copies of the Declaration of Independence printed on the night of July 4th, 1776.
Right, well, yeah, they were the first printed. I don't know if they were the first published, but they were the first printed. You're right. That's what they were.
But it says published, so I just go with what it says.
We'll go with the old Google machine. Hopefully we get these year questions now, but you're right. That's what the Dunlap broadsides were. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes, the Dunlap broadsides were the first printed copies of the Declaration of Independence. That's what they were. The first printed copies of the Declaration of Independence. That was the Dunlap broadsides. I'd never heard that before. All right, so now we're down to two questions. And once we get through these two, we'll go over to the Family Feud. Now, you can come within 10 years on these two-year questions, and we've had these questions out here forever now. What year did Congress first declare the 4th of July to be an unpaid federal holiday? And what year did it become a paid federal holiday? What year did the 4th of July become a paid federal holiday? Now remember, you can come within 10 years either way on either one of these, and I will give you the answer. And we're under 7 minutes now to get these questions right so we can come back in the 11 o'clock hour and do the Family Feud. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What year did Congress first declare the 4th of July to be an unpaid federal holiday? What year did Congress declare the 4th of July to be a paid federal holiday? And we can go 10 years one way or the other. 740-383-9944. All you really have to do here is guess a year, and you might end up in the range. It's hard to know, really. Unless you know the answers, which it doesn't seem like anybody does at this particular point. What year did the 4th of July become a paid federal holiday, and what year did Congress declare that the 4th become an unpaid federal holiday? 10 years, one way or another, on either one of those questions, and all you have to do is guess a year. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And we're under 6 minutes now. 5.5 minutes left before the top of the hour. Are we going to get these two questions, which have been out there longer than any other questions, answered? before the top of the hour so we can come back in the 11 o'clock hour and do the family feud. I don't know if we'll get them answered or not. Doesn't seem like we're going to. These two, I should have just put these two questions out there long ago.
Go ahead, caller.
An unpaid holiday was maybe 1870.
Let me take a look here. Yes, the year Congress made the 4th an unpaid federal holiday was 1870. You have got it.
All right.
All right, one of them's out of the way, so now we're down to one final question. Under 5 minutes left to go. 740-383-9944. About 4.5 minutes before the top of the hour here. What year did the 4th of July become a paid federal holiday? That's the only question we have left. And we have 4 minutes left to answer it. And then we'll do Family Feud on the other side of the hour. Let's see if this is it. Did somebody Google it and get the answer? Go ahead, caller.
Was the paid holiday 1938?
1938 was the paid holiday. You have got it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Now imagine that. 1938 became the paid holiday. The 4th of July did not become a federal holiday until 1938. And finally, our 4th of July trivia is all done. Now, we're going to come back at 11 o'clock, and we're going to do Family Feud now, since we've got the four pages of the 4th of July trivia answered. Now, here is going to be the topic when we come back at 11. Don't call now, but when we come back at 11:15, this is going to be the topic. The topic will be, name a metal old coins might be made of. Now, be thinking about this. Name a metal that old coins might be made of. And we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 answers to that question. Now, don't call in now. We're going to start that at 11:15, but you can think about it now. Name a metal that old coins might be made of. 3 minutes left in the hour here. Does anybody have anything to say in regard to the 4th of July or American history? We were talking about that earlier. I think it's fascinating. You know, I really don't know how many people could pass the citizenship test, Americans, if they had to go down and take it. I've often wondered that. If they actually had to go down and take it, how many Americans would go down and be able to pass the citizenship test? I think it would be very difficult. I think some of those questions are very difficult when it comes to the 4th of July and Independence Day. It's a very tricky thing, the history of this country. And sometimes the history of this country, as we have learned in recent weeks, is not exactly what we thought it was. Kind of fascinating as well. 58 minutes past the hour, still 2 hours left this morning. We'll be here through 1 o'clock this afternoon. Glad to get all those patriotic trivia questions answered. Thank you all for participating. And when we come back on the other side, 11:15, we're going to do the Family Feud. And the Family Feud today, first question up, will be name a metal old coins might be made of. Name a metal that old coins might be made of. Now, this is all very interesting with the big chain shortage that is going on now. Now, this is being talked about all over the place. Now, some people are saying it's because the money's dirty. Some people are saying there's a chain shortage because people are not buying things. Some people are saying there's a chain shortage because there's not enough people to work at the Federal Reserve and the Mint. It's all up in the air at this point. Masks, money, change. It's an interesting world we're all living in. But we'll all get through it. We're resilient people that way. That's what all that American trivia was about, to be honest. We are a resilient people. We've always been. We always will be. We bounce back. We come out on the other side, and everything is okay. Also, don't forget tonight, Friday Night Live, 8 to 10 p.m. here on this station. That's going to be a lot of fun. You won't want to miss that. Family Feud coming up in just about 15 minutes on this station. It is 59 and a half minutes past the hour on this Getaway Friday, July the 24th, 2020. 7-24-2020. What a day it is. Remember, you can listen to WWGH on the website, WWGH1071.com, or by downloading the free TuneIn app and searching WWGH. You can listen anywhere in the world on any mobile device, absolutely free. Back after this short but very important timeout. You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio. For legendary show host Larry King,